Chapter 17. The Treasure is Ours. The following days, we all worked very hard. We put the treasure into bags and took it to the ship. There were gold and silver coins from all the countries of the world. It was incredible. There were still three mutineers on the island. We didn't see or hear them, but we worked with our pistols at our sides. During this time, Long John Silver cooked for us. No one trusted Silver, but he was a good cook. Strangely, he and Ben Gunn became friends. The day before we left the island, we were all on the deck of the Hispaniola when we heard shots. The three mutineers were standing on the beach.
"Don't leave us here, Captain Smollett,"
one of them shouted.
"We'll die here,"
the second added.
"We didn't want a mutiny,"
the third cried.
"It was Silver who made us do it."
The captain and the doctor had a quiet conversation.
"They're mutineers, and I don't want them on the ship," the captain said.
"We'll leave them some food and medicine," said the doctor.
"I agree," the captain said.
He called to the three men on the beach.
"We'll leave you some food and medicine, and I'll tell the captain of the first ship we see that you're here on the island."
We sailed to the nearest port. The captain could now walk with a stick, and he wanted to look for a crew of experienced sailors.
"And this time," he said, "I'll choose them."
"We need more medicine and food," said the doctor.
"There's no problem," said Captain Smollett. "We've got lots of money now, thanks to Ben Gunn."
"And thanks to Jim who found him."
We were having breakfast on the ship, and Silver was serving the meal. He turned to the captain and asked,
"Can I go ashore?"
"You,"
replied the captain in an angry voice.
"Of course not. You're my prisoner, and don't forget it."
"Am I really a prisoner?"
Silver asked.
"Yes, you are," the captain said. "Because of you and the mutiny you started, a lot of good men are dead. Do you hear me? Dead!"
Silver didn't reply.